You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A Vatican conference this week aims to show solidarity for persons affected by rare diseases and highlight the plight of poor and vulnerable populations affected by neglected diseases, many of whom live in the most remote rural areas of the world. The conference, hosted by the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers, takes place from the 10th to the 12th of November, and it's entitled Towards a Culture of Health that is welcoming and supportive at the service of people with rare and neglected pathologies. Pope Francis will receive the more than 5,000 conference participants, patients and family members at the conclusion of the event in the Paul VI Hall. Illustrating the three-day event, the Secretary of the Council, Monsignor Jean-Marie Mupendawatu, said the conference comes to life within the spirit of the Holy Year of Mercy. He pointed out that thanks to the Church's 2,000-year-old mission to serve the sick, which has made it the world's largest provider of healthcare services, it is in a unique position to be able to offer significant educational, cultural, and pastoral responses to the challenges posed by the conference. Monsignor Mupendawatu said that according to the World Health Organization, a disease is considered rare when it affects one out of 2,000 people. He said that today there are between 5,000 and 8,000 pathologies that are defined rare and that 80% of them are of genetic origin. Regarding neglected diseases, he said they affect some 400 million people, almost half of them children. Most of these, he said, are infectious and are to be found in tropical climates and in areas where people do not have access to clean water and sanitation or health centres. So, he pointed out, they not only pose a medical and clinical challenge, but also a cultural and socio-political one that calls for global commitment. Monsignor Mupendawatu explained that the conference will focus on how to expand treatment coverage, advance research and development, and ensure the basic rights and dignity of patients. This, he said, also implies better care of the environment in which man lives. I'm Linda Bordoni.